unused N95 performance respirator. Beautiful. I think you ought to be able to use that, right?
Definitely.
Never opened.
Oh, great.
There's a steady flow of vehicles dropping off everything from masks to hospital gowns in a unique community drive on the South Coast.
In there are never opened, they're not goggles, but they're protective glasses.
Shields.
They should help. They're not as good
definitely.
As goggles.
No, we use them.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you
for everything you're doing.
Cottage Health is holding the drive in Goleta to collect donated medical supplies from the community.
This is the community coming together, and it's really been remarkable. And we've seen people bring just one N95 respirator, and we've got others bringing as many as 1,800.
Brett Tandy is Cottage's chief financial officer. He explains why the healthcare network needs the help.
This is the equipment that's going to protect our caregivers as they're providing care to this community with folks that we might suspect have COVID-19 that are in the hospital. The supply chain for that really has frozen up since January. So we have orders that we placed in January for masks and respirators and gowns that still aren't filled. We've had a large disaster cache, and so that's been able to help us through this, and we still have a decent amount. But we don't know if this is going to last for another 2 weeks. We don't know if this is going to last until June. We want to make sure that we're covered, not just for the next couple weeks, which we very much are, but if this runs into May, longer.
Matt Malton is one of the people who stopped by to drop off items at the event in the Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital parking lot.
What'd you bring today?
Surgical masks, N95 surgical masks.
How did you happen to have some of those?
My father-in-law sent us those during the Thomas fire. He lives in Atlanta, and he was concerned at the time, so he sent us a box of N95 surgical masks, 20 that we had, and thought what better use for them than to donate them now.
Thank goodness you didn't throw them out.
Absolutely, yeah. We were saving them for a rainy day. This was the right occasion.
So some people showed up with a handful of items, but there were also some major donations. Westmont College donated 1,000 N95 masks. And Cottage's Brent Tandy says some businesses came through with major contributions.
The Procore folks that were here, they brought quite a few supplies. Glasshouse brought quite a few lab coats, so it's been remarkable. We weren't quite sure what to expect, but this is really the best of Santa Barbara.
Meanwhile, a similar drive has been launched in Ventura County, seeking everything from surgical and N95 masks to isolation gowns. Ventura County's list also includes baby monitors so patients can be remotely monitored. In Ventura County, people can drop off items at the Ventura County Community Foundation's offices in Camarillo. In Santa Barbara County, the drive will continue all this week in the Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital parking lot from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Goleta, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.